Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon. This is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Frances, that was cataclysmical, hypersnorty, super scrumdiferous, grandacious, and other delighted expressions.
Why, Toby, thank you.
Well, I guess you didn't know that I knew long words like that, did you?
Well, I must admit, I'm really impressed.
I guess those are just about the longest words anyone's ever said on the air. That is, if you leave out Sella Gafuscia Hippopicanurius.
Is that a word or a state of mind?
Well, both. According to the latest available research on the word, it's thought to mean magnificent. So how about you giving out with that Sella Gafuscia Hippo... Sella Gahopopus... That grand song that you're supposed to sing right about here.
All right. This is a lullaby, an old lullaby that's been handed down from mother to child for many, many years on the American scene. Remember?
Sweetest little darling, everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty loved.
It's a real pleasure, isn't it, to listen to a melody as lovely as Mighty Lack a Rose? But while enjoying its rich beauty, think of all the instruments blended in that full orchestral pattern. The woodwinds alone are pleasantly mellow. The strings are rich and flowing. The brasses are full-bodied. While the rhythm section adds a note of vigor. And yet it takes the skillful blending of all the instruments to bring you completely satisfying listening pleasure. You know, it's easy to draw a parallel between the blending of all the instruments in a fine orchestra and the creation of the fully rounded perfection of Maxwell House coffee. Not one, but many famous coffees go into the Maxwell House blend, each carefully chosen for its special flavor qualities. Our Maxwell House experts choose Monazzali's for mellowness. They add Medellin's for richness. They select other superb coffees for robust vigor. And they blend in Bucaramangas for fine, full body. The result? Truly great coffee at its flavor peak. A blend so completely delicious, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Friends, why shouldn't you enjoy the very finest in coffee pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Order coffee by asking for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Make you think that
you've been playing accompaniments for Eloise and the choir and myself. Don't you think it's about time you played a number all by yourself?
You can say that again.
Don't you think it's... Now you've got me doing it.
What sort of an energetic song is going to tootle along now, Francis?
What makes you think it's going to be energetic?
Well, it's the way Dick Davis and his chorus are standing. Look at them. Shoulders hunched forward in a racing position, eyes blazing with melody, fists clenched. You can tell at a glance that they've got a fast song and they're raring to sing it. Could it be that new song Ben Bloom sent us?
That's absolutely right, Toby. And the name of the song is Sipping Cider by the Zyder Z.
How'd you like to take a journey to a land across the ocean blue? There were sea canals and whirling mills, waving to the sweeping hills. A Holland holiday, wouldn't we be gay? Sipping cider by the Zyder Zee, the Zyder Zee, the Zyder Zee. Wouldn't it be more than heavenly with you so close? Love can be sublime in tulip time, in tulip time, in tulip time. And if suddenly our tulips touch, then would I be in Dutch? And if we get the chance, we'll put on our wooden shoes and dance. Our joy will be complete, that'll be a real Dutch treat. Darling,
darling, if you say you'll marry me, and soon we'll be a family, sipping cider by the cider sea, beside the cider sea.
One of the songs that has become an immortal part of the American scene, a magnificent ballad sung as only Francis Langford can sing it, Temptation.
You came, I was alone. I should have known you were temptation.
Treasury of fruit in country orchards. It's the golden promise of grain on summer hillsides. It's the talk of fall beginning to make its crisp way into the summer conversations in your backyard.
School starts in 2 weeks. Isn't that stinking?
Holly, I wish you wouldn't use that word.
I wish I wouldn't, too. But it's so expressive.
Besides, you know you like school.
You're not supposed to like school. If you do, people think there's something wrong with you.
It's traditional for kids to complain about school. You know that, Frances.
I get hatchet-faced Perkins for my homeroom teacher this year.
Holly, that's no way to talk about your teachers.
That's what you used to call her, Frances.
I did? Oh, I didn't.
Yep.
Did I?
I've got to have some new school dresses.
Yes, you do, sister.
And this year I want someone with a little shape to them.
Uh-huh.
Well, a girl doesn't want to look like a square with a sash around it.
No, a girl certainly doesn't. You think to yourself, I'll never forget those first days of school, the new dresses, the shiny new books and notebooks, the fun of seeing the friends you haven't seen since June, the new boy in the seat opposite you.
School is such a bore when you get to be my age.
Pop, tell her these are the happiest days of her life.
Why should I play the villain?
I'm a little old for that kind of corn anyhow, Francis. It just doesn't register anymore. It's like when you used to tell me I'd have curly hair if I ate carrots and hair on my chest if I ate spinach. It doesn't mean a thing.
Hi, everybody. Gee, it's nice and cool back here, you know it?
Certainly we know it. Why else would we be sitting back here?
I don't know. You could have any number of reasons.
What's going on over at your house this afternoon, Jerry?
Oh, my brother's getting his things ready to leave for Yale.
Good heavens. Are they going to let him in at Yale?
Why not? They let you in, didn't they, Mr. Hope?
They certainly did, and they were glad to get me, too.
Time brings lots of changes, doesn't it?
I bet you were the real Bula Bula kid, huh, Bob?
I'll say I was. You think to yourself, those were the days. You remember how you used to swagger across the campus wearing that sweater with a Y on the front of it? You remember the songs and the singing.
We're poor little lambs who have lost our way.
You remember that cute little trick with the hourglass figure you used to date. You remember the classrooms and the voices that droned on about the past when all you really cared about was the future. You remember how you used to think, I'm going to set the world on fire. And you ended up by saying, my children will do it.
Pop was class president, weren't you, Pop?
Yes, Pop was class president. You remember the day you took the gavel and the faces that looked up at you in a way that made you square your shoulders. You remember the shining look the future had when you looked at it beyond those towers of Yale. And there's a pride in your heart for its very name and an envy for those who will start this fall, the lucky class of 1951.
Ba, ba, ba.
My brother thinks Yale stinks. He wanted to go to Harvard.
Harvard? When was Harvard ever in the same class with Yale?
I think the Harvard boys would say, when was Yale ever in the same class with Harvard?
Only a Harvard man would be dumb enough to even think Harvard was in the same class with Yale.
Well, I don't think either one of them can compete with Notre Dame.
Hello, Toby. Where did you come from?
Pull up a blade of grass and sit down, Toby.
Don't flatter me like that.
Do you think I should go to Notre Dame, Mr. Reed?
Well, if you put on a little weight, Jerry. You know, they like them pretty husky there.
Is he going there for a physical education or a mental one?
Or both.
Oh.
You think to yourself, I'll never forget those days. The sun baking down on the football field. The roar from the bleachers. The tingle that broke into goose flesh when the band and the glee club let loose on that time-honored fight song.
Here's here for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes, giving the name.
You sat on the bench Saturday after Saturday waiting to get into the game. The sweat running down your face, your heart pounding, your hands clammy with eagerness. And then that whistle. And that husky voice saying, get in there, Reed, and make it count.
Did you ever make a touchdown, Mr. Reed?
Did I ever make a touchdown?
Well, did you, Tonsils?
Hello, Carmen.
Hello, Hairbow.
Aren't you going to say hello to me?
Hello, Hairpin.
Well, did you ever make a touchdown, Mr. Reed?
I made hundreds of touchdowns.
Oh, ho, get him.
My name made football history at Notre Dame.
Anybody know about it except you?
So what are you trying to do, make me look like an idiot?
I should say not. I don't have to put myself out to do that.
Now listen, just because you've got a dictatorship over your musicians, that doesn't include me.
Your opinion doesn't count. You refuse to recognize my charm.
You can say that again.
Your opinion doesn't count. You refuse to recognize my charm.
Mr. Reed, did you say you made football history at Notre Dame?
I certainly did. You think to yourself, what a liar I am. That is a very easy lie to justify. You know doggone well that if anybody let that ball get into your hands at the right moment, you would have made a touchdown. Why, you'd have been another four horsemen all by yourself. But you think it was pretty wonderful to study there and to be a part of the Notre Dame tradition of sports and sportsmanship. That was the creed of Canute Rockne and the pride of his university.
Onward to victory.
How'd they ever let you in at Notre Dame? That's a pretty good school.
What school ever let you in?
San Jose State College.
Who ever heard of San Jose State College?
Every intelligent, well-read person in the country is all.
Well, then I guess I'm not very intelligent.
Boy, did you walk into that one. You can say that again.
Well, I won't say it again.
I thought you wouldn't dare.
San Jose has a swell college, hasn't it, Carmen?
You think to yourself, you can say that again. You close your eyes, and you can see the campus spread out, just as pretty as you'd please in the afternoon sunshine. And you can see yourself cutting Dr. Barry's English Lit class and heading for the movies with that little chick that sat in front of you in music appreciation. It kept your mind very appreciative, not exactly in a musical sense.
You had a band when you were in college, didn't you, Carmen?
Yep. And let me tell you something. When I waved a baton in front of those characters, something happened.
What happened?
I never had any way of knowing in advance. And you think to yourself, those were the days. You and your band played at the fraternity hops and the sorority jumps. And you stood up there, you beating out one time and the orchestra playing another, having a heck of a time. You think of the school plays Dr. Gillis put on, and the cokes between classes at the co-op, and the football rallies. And you think, maybe it isn't the biggest college in the world, but as far as I'm concerned, it's the best.
Sing to our alma mater, hail, hail, hail.
I don't want you to go to Notre Dame, Jerry.
Why not?
They wouldn't let me in. I want you to go someplace I can go.
Why?
Well, so you can take me to the proms and the football games and cut classes and take me to movies.
When's he going to study?
Study? Who goes to college to study?
That's the point of going, Holly.
Well, if I have to study, I'm not going.
You have a whole year of high school ahead of you, young lady. You may get a little more intelligence before you're ready to decide about college.
Oh, Holly can be very intelligent when she doesn't think too much about it. She surprises me sometimes.
If we were back in college now, Frances, I'd give you my fraternity pin.
She wouldn't take it.
Then why wouldn't I?
Because you'd already be wearing mine.
Oh, gee, it must be wonderful to be real old like Frances and have men knocking themselves out over you.
I don't know that it's so wonderful, because sooner or later you've got to make a choice. And then what have you got? Nothing but a husband.
That's life, Jerry. That's life.
I hate to see summer end.
I do, too. But fall's a pretty nice time of year, too.
You think to yourself, yes, fall is a pretty nice time of year. Pretty soon there'll be it in here. And the songs of the nation will be sung with all the pride that lusty young voices can put into them.
A heck of 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 an engineer. On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, punch right through the line. Come join the band and give a cheer for Stanford Red. My song for all the sea, I meant by law. I always went for all the sea.
And the old grads will hear their songs in stadium and on the radio, and that old thrill of belonging will tighten inside them again. The last days of summer. Time for harvesting. Time for the last vacationer to start thinking reluctantly or eagerly of work. Time for the mothers to think about school clothes and their offsprings to start complaining about the approach of homework. Time now to count these last sunburned days, the last days of summer, and to look back and to think, wasn't it all fun? The June graduations and weddings, the baseball games, the picnics, barbecues, band concerts, summer theatricals, church socials, the hayrides, parades, and all the rest of the things that made life wonderful. And this summer, unforgettable in your memories of life as you lived it on the American scene.
To school. Ah, Frances, it certainly is a happy, hectic part of each year's familiar American scene.
Hectic is right, Toby. And when poor Mom and Dad have bundled everyone off to school, what a pleasure to sit down to relax and enjoy a cup of Maxwell House coffee.
Glad you said Maxwell House, Frances. For like the little red schoolhouse in our modern universities, Maxwell House also belongs to the American scene. Americans love coffee. It's our national drink. So ponder this fact. Today, with over 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, flavor explains this popularity. That good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of superb Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. Flavor plus value. For with all this extra flavor, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You know, August weather calls for refreshing iced coffee. Icing's a severe test of coffee flavor, and the Maxwell House flavor really stands up. Gives you a cool, satisfying treat that's delicious. But hot or iced, for today's coffee buy, get Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
This is the 13th and last of these vacation weeks that we've spent with you on the American scene. Next week, your regular winter neighbors will be back at this same number on your dial. Those two grand people and great comedians, George Burns and Gracie Allen. It's been a great pleasure to spend these weeks with you, and we only hope that you've enjoyed them as much as we have. Until another day then, when we meet again,
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine